discourage, get on demand, free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore. As Senator Hillary Clinton answers questions today on Capitol Hill about possibly becoming the next Secretary of State, New York Governor David Paterson is defending the way he's been handling the process of picking her replacement. Paterson has been criticized by some for his secretive selection process, where candidates have been filling out questionnaires for the job. Paterson says there are privacy rights to consider.
Well, people are disclosing the information to help me make a decision. The public will know when they file their tax returns or at some point that they run for re-election. Some of this information is rather private.
Paterson contends he won't appoint a successor until Clinton is confirmed, which could come as early as next week. Newsday reports Paterson has already had a number of interviews with people like Caroline Kennedy and Congressman Steve Israel. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. The Three-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the three-step plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the three-step plan today. Go to threestepplan.com or call
800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
President Bush has agreed to a request from President-elect Obama to ask Congress to release the second half of the Wall Street bailout funds. Speaking with reporters after meeting with Mexico's president, Obama remarked that he wanted access to the money to have, quote, ammunition, just in case the U.S. economy faltered even further.
This is one more aspect to a broader approach to reinvigorating our economy that I'm absolutely committed to and that we are going to get done in the weeks and months to come.
Obama said his White House would use the funds to concentrate on housing foreclosures and helping small business. About half the roughly $700 billion has been released from the TARP, or Troubled Asset Relief Program, to boost sagging financial institutions. In addition to the remaining TARP funds, Obama is asking Congress to approve an economic stimulus package that could exceed $750 billion. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
The pit bulls at the credit card company made my life miserable with their 25 calls a day.
If you are behind on credit card bills, call Acopia Consulting now. They could help you save thousands by settling your debt for less than what you owe. Individual results may vary, not available in all states.
I can't tell you what a relief it is to have that load off my shoulders.
Call for your free, no-obligation consultation now. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202. 800-431-9202.
A Black Hawk helicopter crash yesterday during a training exercise has killed a member of the U.S. Army. The chopper went down on the Texas A&M campus during a training exercise involving the school's ROTC Corps. The helicopter crashed shortly after takeoff. Texas A&M President Elsa Murano says students, faculty, staff, and local residents were never in imminent danger. Iran State Radio reporting that an Iranian aid ship headed for Gaza has been stopped by Israel's Navy. The ship carrying food and medical aid supplies was stopped about 20 miles off Gaza's coast. The ship's director says Iranian officials have contacted Egypt, which shares a border with Gaza, to request their government accept the aid delivery. Iran, which does not recognize Israel's right to exist, has condemned the Jewish state for its current conflict with Hamas militants in Gaza. For its part, Israel claims Iran has supplied weapons to Hamas. Meantime, the UN is hoping to resume its humanitarian aid efforts in Gaza after getting Israeli assurances that UN staff would not be harmed. A UN driver was killed by Israeli troops last week. President-elect Obama has chosen William Corr for Deputy Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. According to Transition Office officials, Obama intends to nominate Corr, who headed up the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, for the administration post. I'm Greg Moore, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Pike, and of course, we'll have open lines, so if you want to give us a call, why our number will be 1-800-259-5791, but Ted has been on the front lines of trying to stop a so-called hate bill from being passed. Now, basically, this will be legislation that will make it illegal to be critical of homosexuality, to point out that homosexuality is an affront to God. I mean, hate legislation is a restriction of freedom of speech, and even though I may disagree with what people say, why we should let them say it anyway. What ideas are too bad to be expressed? Well, if we want to limit the expression of some ideas, then every idea will sooner or later be restricted. So with that as a background, Ted, are they going to be able to get the hate legislation through this time?
Well, not if I am standing on two legs and fighting on talk radio. I'm doing lots of programs now and e-alerts, and we are drumming up a storm of protest. I'm very, very satisfied with the national response to my calls for action. As our listeners may know, there's a big federal hate bill again introduced into Congress last Wednesday by Representative Jackson Lee of Texas. This is a rerun of the standard hate bill that has been introduced for the past 10 years, and we have been able to defeat it because listeners, activists have gotten on the phones and let their members of the House and the Senate know that we are not going to stand for a hate crimes bureaucracy in the United States like they have in Canada, which has taken away free speech.
And, of course, here in America, we have a First Amendment. They don't have a First Amendment in Canada or in any other country. We have a unique form of government, and what it says is that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the prohibiting the free exercise thereof or limiting the right of the people for freedom of speech, freedom of press, and the right of people to assemble and redress of their grievances. Now, even if you don't like somebody, what somebody says, you should have a right to say it. The tyrants really in this country, and there really are people who want a dictatorship, will do everything they can to enact legislation that, nobody's in favor of hate. But on the other hand, once they have that legislation through, it's just a matter of how far it goes. We saw this with the environment. They started out the environmental laws trying to protect the bald eagle, which was, of course, the emblem, the symbol of America. And before long, every little ant and caterpillar was being protected. And so once you establish the principle, you never know how far it's going to go. So tell us, what sort of response are you getting out there, Ted? Are people up in arms with this another attempt to limit our freedom, because freedom always seems to be under attack? There are always those wicked and evil people who would take away the freedom of the American people because they hate the Constitution and they hate individual freedom and they hate sovereignty.
Yes, well, I think as a result of the tremendous odds we have against us now in Congress, we have a President-elect Obama who is solidly in favor of the hate bill. We have leaders of the House and the Senate, particularly the Democrats, who are solidly behind it. In fact, they have an almost foolproof control of the Senate now, a filibuster-proof control of the Senate, which makes it very difficult for us to prevail. However, I do want to remind people that we send in so much education, so many calls in the previous Congress, the 110th Congress, against the hate bill, that a lot of our educational thrusts have been successful. And last time around, no less than four Democrats who were pro-hate bill voted against the hate bill. And in the House, 11 Democrats who were pro-hate bill changed their positions and voted against the hate bill. And I am just hoping this time around we can have a really powerful response now that we are starting at the very beginning of the introduction of the hate bill. We can build up momentum. And later on, we'll be calling members of the House Judiciary Committee and letting them know we won't stand for this. And I'm hoping we can get at least four or five or six Democrats out of the Senate especially to come over and see the light. And despite their numerical superiority right now, we can prevail.
Well, a lot of the Democrats who were actually elected to Congress were really more moderate Democrats. They were pro-gun. Some of them were pro-life Democrats. And I would think that, they would be the people that we would be able to approach. And, certainly the only way they could get those Democrats elected, is because, they espouse some of the feelings that most Americans do. And, of course, most Americans were just so disillusioned with the Republican congressman who backed George Bush and torture and the war and all of his irresponsible activities, and how any moral person could back torture. I really don't know. I don't care what happens on the 24 program. Torture is not an effective means of getting information from a prisoner. And, of course, one reason why we have so many terrorists, Islamic terrorists, is because they were driven into this because of their hatred for America, because we were torturing innocent people. Because when you arrest somebody, you don't know whether they're guilty or innocent. Think about their screams, ladies and gentlemen. Think about their screams and ask yourself, could a moral nation do this? And could you back a congressman who would back a president who would do that? And I think that's why so many of the Republicans lost, and they deserve to lose. But I just hope that these moderate Democrats will come along and will do the right thing now that they're in office. Pick up the story there, Ted.
Yes, I am optimistic, and for this reason, I had quite an extended conversation last Thursday with the legislative expert for Jackson Lee's office, and he told me that the pro-hate bill forces are actually quite nervous. They are not absolutely sure they can pass the hate bill, because he told me that the Christian conservative complaint that hate laws take away freedom is really quite widespread now in Congress. And this was a real eye-opener to me, because we have been really fighting uphill battles literally for the last 10 years to bring truth and reality about hate law abuses in Canada, Europe, and so on to these very sequestered, isolated members of Congress. And now to find that our truth and our light has been going in there, we are being listened to. And what this legislative expert has said was that because the hate bill forces are now getting a little bit uneasy about maybe losing, even in this Democrat-controlled Congress, they have created two hate bills. They've created the original hard hate bill, which they hope they can pass, but if they fail in that, they have a backup hate bill, a much longer hate bill, actually. It just came out today on thomas.gov, and I've been studying it here. And let me just give you the titles of these two hate bills. The first one is called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and the bill number on that is H.R. 256. And then the follow-up contingency hate bill is H.R. 262, called the David Ray Richeson Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Now, this David Ray Richeson Hate Crimes Prevention Act is a demand or a call for massive federal involvement in education on the local level in the states to, quote-unquote, prevent hate crimes. And what this basically means, according to the text of this legislation, which I've been reading today, is that the federal government will have the right to come down, number one, and provide all kinds of assistance for basically homosexuals who claim that their feelings have been hurt, they have been intimidated, or they have been the victim of some kind of threat of violence or maybe even violence. Suddenly we will have a huge welfare class in America of homosexuals who claim to be intimidated and be emotionally distressed because of Christian homophobia and possible homosexual bashing in America.
Hold that thought, Ted. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Genesis Communication Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the homosexuals are being used for their own destruction.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 13, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 821.70. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 846.29, 423.15 for half ounce, and 211.57 for the quarter ounce. That's 846.29, 423.15, and 211.57.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Ted Pike. We're talking about the effort to get the hate legislation through, and I would simply point out that most people don't understand what's going on. The apparent power of the homosexuals, as far as the media, as far as government, really is not their own power. They are simply being used in this whole lethal game that's being played out today to strip the average American of his God-given rights. And once all freedom is gone, if you don't think that the homosexuals are going to be the people who are going to be rounded up and put in camps, why, you really do not understand the true nature of the evil that we're working with today. But they're quite willing to use the homosexuals and give them the impression, oh my goodness, you know, all we have to do is have all these draconian laws to control those wicked Christians who hate you. And most Christians don't hate the homosexuals. They feel sorry for them. They realize, of course, that they are destroying themselves. And if you really hate homosexuals, you would tell them what God said, and this is that this is not a good lifestyle. Certainly, one in three lesbians will get breast carcinoma. They carefully conceal that information. Why? Because they want women to become lesbians and to get cancer and breast cancer and die. You must understand that these people are victims of this evil situation, but they are being utilized by it. And when you see all the media, of course, rallying behind, you know, Proposition 8 here in California and other homosexual goals, remember, the homosexuals are being used, but because they're being used doesn't mean that we have to sit back and let them, those people who want a dictatorship in America, take away our freedom one bit at a time. And, of course, one of the major pieces of legislation is it is a hate bill. It basically will lead to increased resentment, but more than that, will strip the American people of their constitutional right of free speech. And whether you agree with people or not, remember what Voltaire said: I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. And we all better be out there joining and echoing what Voltaire said. So go right ahead, Ted.
Yes. As I was saying, the hate bill this time around is a kind of a 1-2 punch. They have the old hate bill, which is called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. But they have a new hate bill, a longer one. I think it's 10 or 11 pages long. And it's a massive social welfare program, basically for homosexuals who claim to be victimized by white Christian straight America. They have homosexuals with emotional problems, emotional damage, fleeing hate crimes or fleeing the threat of hate crimes, all that kind of thing. It's just a Pandora's box that the federal government will open by giving all kinds of welfare benefits to homosexuals. Now, of course, this is patently in violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government can't make legislation favoring one group above another. And so what you have here is if a person that suffers an assault for conventional reasons, a conventional crime, there's no federal assistance going to be allowed. There's no federal welfare programs or housing programs or psychology programs provided at taxpayers' expense. But if a homosexual especially can claim that he is a victim of a real or imagined hate crime, then suddenly the American people will be bankrolling him as a specially protected member of society. And this second bill is very dangerous, H.R. 262, because it will not only set up all kinds of welfare programs, including unemployment compensation for homosexuals, leave compensation, temporary housing subsidies, counseling subsidies, and a national hate crimes hotline, a national hate crimes clearing house coming out of the federal government in Washington, D.C., but it will also bring the federal government into education in a huge way. It will involve all elementary and secondary schools in the United States in a pro-homosexual, anti-homophobic, government-endorsed and subsidized educational program, which will educate teachers, it will educate administrators, it will educate children against the sources of homophobia and hatred and persecution of homosexuals, hate crimes, which, of course, is Christianity. And I remember just last year, your governor there in California, Dr. Schwarzenegger, signed into law a Senate Bill 777, which basically made it an offense, if not a crime, for administrators or teachers or students in the California public school system to criticize homosexuality. Well, the second bill, H.R. 262, is a huge, exponentially greater manifestation of this educational program that the federal government will be engaging in if this bill is passed. And not only elementary schools, not only high schools, but also college campuses. This federal program will go into college campuses, and there'll be programs not only for the students, but the teachers and administrators to be proactive against any kind of bias, prejudice, hate, and so on campus.
Well, I think it's a very, very dangerous thing. And, of course, remember, when the homosexual hates you and when they retaliate against you and they burn down your church, as they did with Sarah Palin's church, we personally had done a video. It was called The Gay Agenda. If you haven't seen it, we do carry copies of it. The Gay Agenda, it really went into the background of what the homosexual lifestyle involves, and what I basically did was just describe what the homosexual lifestyle really is according to a book written by a man named Randy Schilt called And the Band Played On, and I simply listed the things that he says in his book, written by a homosexual about homosexuality. We got literally hundreds and hundreds of hateful calls in the middle of the night, a harassing program, coordinated all across the country, targeting me because, of course, I had just simply on video describe what the homosexual lifestyle involved. And, you know, when we went to the FBI and complained about it, they said, well, you have no rights. They have rights, but yeah, you don't have any rights, and we can't do anything at all about it. Sorry. Well, eventually we put an end to that simply by being nice to the people and thanking them for calling. And I'll never forget the last call I had from this angry, bitter homosexual. And he called and he said, "How much are these calls calling you costing you on their 800 number?" And I said, "Oh, a couple of cents each. But, you know, we really don't mind putting that. It's so good to hear from you. Please call again." And, you know, that was the last time he called, when he realized that we didn't hate him, that we were not involved in hate. He suddenly realized that I think what we was doing was inherently wrong. Homosexuals, many of them are very talented people, very capable people, very intelligent people. But what we have to do, if we really care for them, tell them that what they're going to do is going to destroy their lives physically, and homosexual males die at a much younger age than the average individual does, and of course they're susceptible to so many diseases and so many psychological problems, but 1 in 3 lesbians get breast carcinoma, and that is totally suppressed by the controlled media here in America. Why? Because they want them to die. When you understand that, when you understand that all of this is really aimed against homosexuality, I hope you'll do what's right and join us in opposing this legislation and trying to convince homosexuality that homosexuals, that what they need is a personal relationship with our law, with our Lord, not new laws to protect them. We'll be back here in just a moment with Ted Pike. We will welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, if you'd like to get a copy of that video, The Gay Agenda is still one of the best things ever put out. Everybody else who was involved in the production of that video had their lives destroyed. I don't know why. God preserve me.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Aches and pains, or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages.
How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Pike. Certainly our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Ted, would you like to go ahead and get your website out, telephone number, other information you want to get out that you want people to have so they can help in this effort to once again stop this hate mail, because they just got to keep coming back again and again and again until they can get this through, and they can get this through, they can limit all sorts of speech, and that's what it's really all about. It's about taking away our First Amendment rights. And, of course, imposing dictatorial control over what the American people can see, what they can say, what they can do.
Yes. Well, our website is www.truthtellers.org. And at truthtellers.org, we have a wealth of information, educational helps, videos, books, and so on, that will assist you in educating yourself and your church and community against this tremendous threat to our free speech. We just came out with a new 10-minute video, which is available at our homepage. Just click onto that, and it'll give you a real fast education. I demolished three of the major arguments of the hate bill forces. We also have a dynamic little flyer that you can print off at Truth Tellers front and back, which also contends with the errors and the misconceptions of hate crimes legislation, as well as giving quite a few examples of how Christians in Canada and other countries have been persecuted under hate crimes laws. Now, the main thing we want people to do is to get those calls going off to your members of Congress right now. And the toll-free number to your member of the House or Senate is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And there's a backup toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that backup number to Congress, 202-225-3121. Now, if you don't know your members of Congress, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is call these numbers, and the Capital operator will take your zip code and immediately tell you who they are and send you to them. And when you get to their office, just say, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Now, once in a while, there'll be a member of the Senate or his office or House which will say, well, we only receive calls from constituents. We're not going to log this call, something like that. And don't worry about that. Just give them the message, and if enough people give them that message, we're talking about members of Congress outside of your state, your district. We'd like to encourage people to call not just the members of your delegation to Congress, but call more. Call members of the Senate. Call across state boundaries to let everybody know in Congress that the people are rising up against hate crimes legislation, and we will not stand
for our freedoms being taken away by this Orwellian law.
All right, fine. Now, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi.
Okay, fine. Fine. Thank you. Sorry, thank you for calling from Wisconsin. Oh, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, this is Dino.
Oh, Dino. Okay, Dino.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I got a couple of comments, but I was wondering, Stan, how was your heart surgery? Are you still up and?
Well, I'm still here. I was off for about 2 weeks when I had my heart surgery, and we haven't lost anything since then. I'm ever so much better. It was a miraculous operation. So, do you have a question on this subject?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, there really isn't a question, but I think we need to go back to what God says, Stan, because, you know, the problem with a lot of this stuff is because the churches refuse to get involved in politics and religions, and, you know, judgment begins in the house of God, and I do these as Ted's been recommending, but the pastors in the country, there's where the problem lies, Stan. They're just not preaching and exposing it like it says, you know, in the Old Testament, and even in Romans 1, because, you know, it's amazing that we got to get these pastors to start standing up for God, too. And I don't know if you agree with that. I think you do.
I certainly agree with you. I think that one of the big problems we have is the ministers have, of course, taken 501c3, and they're afraid to speak out on these issues for fear they're going to lose their tax-exempt status. And they really don't need it. People can still actually deduct their donations to a church, even if they're not 501c3. But the ministers have been sold a bill of goods, and it's just like it was in Hitler's Germany, where the ministers were silent, and actually many of them actually backed Adolf Hitler. And that was one reason why he was able to gain his control. And the same thing is tragically happening here in the United States. The ministers will not speak out. Ted, what do you think about what our guest is saying?
You know, all of my life, my parents were Christian conservative activists clear back as early as 1949 with the fall of China under Mao Zedong. It was a wake-up call to them of the importance of preparing America with the truth and an anti-communist Christian message of conservatism. And they actually left the established church to start their own ministry, a radio ministry, and so on here in the Pacific Northwest. But all of my life I've heard this refrain that if we only preach the gospel, then all the political problems will take care of themselves. But you know, this republic we have of the United States of America is like a finely tuned automobile. If you don't put oil in the engine, if you don't put air in the tires, if you don't maintain this wonderful vehicle which takes you so many places and runs so many errands and is such a blessing to you, that car is going to fall apart. Even if you keep preaching the gospel, that car is going to fall apart.
Exactly. And it depends who's driving it, because beyond all that, I did meet you at a Constitution Party member in Milwaukee a number of years ago, Stan. I used to send in my newsletters. I'm from Wisconsin. My name is Dino.
Right.
I met you there. We talked for about an hour or so. And I agree with Ted because, you know, that's where it starts, you know. To say that we shouldn't be involved in politics, I always tell people, well, let's be realistic. The Minutemen, if they wouldn't have been involved in politics and religion, we wouldn't be here. But these hate crime things, this is against God's laws, and until we start obeying God 100%, you know, republic stands for rule of law, and, you know,
You know what I like to say, Dino, if people are giving me this, well, I don't have to be involved, it's all in God's hands. I say, well, it's all in God's hands. Do you carry any fire insurance on your home?
And of course, you know what I ask people, friends, you know, you have faith. Well, faith without works is dead. And I say, if you have strong faith, I dare you, and I have confronted other Christians, I dare you to take the spare out of your car and drive around and trust God. I have done it. See, if they can't do that, you know, if God's going to can prevent you from getting a flat tire, you should have enough faith to get involved in things. He will protect you through the evil, because, quite frankly, I'm not a mean person, but the cowards of this country are the pastors, you know, and they've become brutish. And
I think they have, too. Well, look, thank you very much for calling, Gino.
Yeah.
God bless you. Appreciate your calling.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Doctor, that these are not political issues we're talking about here today. We're talking about the great moral issues. Sodomy is a moral issue. Abortion is a moral issue. Free speech to proclaim the gospel is a moral issue. And it's a very great tragedy, of course, that most evangelical pastors say, well, we don't allow discussion of these controversial issues in our church because it might offend people, and they wouldn't come and they wouldn't put their money to pay for the building project and so on. And the fact is, no pastor has the right to forbid discussion of the great biblical moral issues of our times in the church. And the pastor doesn't have a right to forbid that. The government doesn't have the right to forbid that. Only God is our the one we're responsible to.
Hold that thought, Ted. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest today, we're sitting here talking with Ted Pike about this hate bill legislation. So you pick up the story there, Ted.
Well, when I was talking with this legislative expert for Sheila Jackson Lee's office, he told me that because of the preoccupation of the Congress with passing this financial bailout package, that the hate bill is not going to go forward rapidly until about the 1st of February. And at that time, the full members of the House Judiciary Committee will be seated. They're taking on about 20 new members this time. And it's very important that we call at that time to the House Judiciary Committee. And I'll be coming back on the radio around the 1st of February. I'll be publishing email alerts from truthtellers.org, my website. And this strategy of calling the House Judiciary has been sensationally effective in the last Congress. 2 years ago, the religious right was quite oblivious, even to the presence of the hate bill in Congress for the first 5 weeks of the 110th Congress. And I was pretty much forced to go on talk radio and sound the alarm and do what seemed to me most effective, which was to call thousands of calls, direct them into the 40 members of the House Judiciary. And we were so sensationally effective there. The 11 Republicans stood up in the House Judiciary during the hearings demanding that the hate bill be watered down. They offered 11 amendments and so on. And this zeal radiated out through the House of Representatives. Ultimately, the new right entered in full force, and President Bush promised to veto it and so on. And finally, the hate bill was defeated. But people have to gird up their loins now, as the Bible says, and prepare to really put some time into fighting for freedom this time around, because the odds against us are tremendous. We have two hate bills. We have a president-elect who's determined to pass it. We have Democrats who are ruling the House and the Senate now, and it really is the time in history for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly appreciate everything you're doing, Ted. I think that we just have to be on top of all these issues. Freedom is under attack from every direction today.
Yes.
This is simply one of the methods it's under attack, but everybody needs to be involved in this. And believe me, things are going to get a lot worse. They really want a dictatorship in America. They're doing everything they can to encourage violence, and I believe we're entering into a period of chaos here, and I think it's only a matter of time before there's going to be calls for taking away the guns. There's going to be calls really for a dictatorship in America to control the violence that's going to arise. We have to, of course, get everybody involved, and I think this is the most wonderful time, because I think that people, for the first time, are going to begin asking, how did this all come about? And we have to be there with the answers, and this is why it's so important, if you're out there in the listening audience, that you're listening to Radio Liberty and similar programs, that you're getting the accurate information and preparing to disseminate it and explain to people that we're truly, really are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, because the force behind homosexuality is really organized evil.
Yes, and I am very confident. We have seen over the past 10 years that God Almighty has come down on 5 different occasions when everything was stacked against us and favoring hate bill passage, and he caused the forces of the hate bill army, the Kennedys and others, to behave strangely, to be in disarray, and he has allowed the hate bill to be defeated against all odds. He can do that again. God Almighty wants freedom of speech in America, because it means freedom to proclaim the gospel of his kingdom, not only in America, but to the world. So as important as anything, as important as any kind of legislative action and calling, we must call to God. We must call to our Creator that he will remember us and have mercy upon us and make a way where there is no way in these dark times.
I certainly agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in, but you're going to have to put those calls in if you're out there in the listening audience. Now, do you want them to call now, or do you want to wait until the...
No, we need to call now. We need to let the serve them notice, all the members in the new Congress, even now, especially before the avalanche of new legislation is not preoccupying the members of Congress. Again, that toll-free number to your member of the House or Senate is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. And just tell them, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. We have
Ted,
two very bad bills, and we'll just say all hate crimes legislation.
I want you to give those telephone numbers out one more time.
Yes, the toll-free number is 877-51-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. And tell them, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries.
Amen to that. Well, God bless you. Thanks very much for everything you're doing, Ted. And you call me when you want to be on the program again.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day. And, of course, we have a weekend program as well. But we're doing this because we must get the information out. People understanding what's really going on. There is a plan for a dictatorship in America. It is being coordinated by the Trilateral Commission, and as Barry Goldwater said in his book With No Apologies, the purpose, of course, of this organization, the Trilateral Commission, is to take over the commercial and banking interests of the United States so they will be able to rule the United States. And they really want to, of course, rule the world. He goes on to say that they will rule the future. This is the only 120 people in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and yet, of course, they make up such a large number of the people around Obama. Right now I can count, let's see, about 11 of the key appointments there go to members of the Trilateral Commission right at this time. And then so many of the others go to members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is like the Farm Club or the Bilderbergers or the Group of 30. Understand there's a little clique, less than 5,000 people, who control both political parties and control America. And it's time we took America back. And you'll certainly want to get my November newsletter. It's up on the Internet. The December newsletter will hopefully be out in, 10 days or so, and it'll be posted on the Internet. It just simply goes into the background of what this is really all about, a small number of people who want to rule the world. And, of course, their goal is a new world order, a new world financial system, and that is why they are destroying the old financial system. Nothing going on today is happening by accident. Everything that's going on is being carefully planned. If they really wanted to stop what's going on, they would simply buy up all the subprime loans. What are they doing? Why, they're buying up the Fannie Mae loans, which are not subprime loans. Why are they doing that? Because they want this whole collapse to come about. And they want to destroy the economy of the whole world and impoverish people throughout the world. So they will accept the one world government, the one world financial system, the one world currency, and, of course, the one world religion under the one world leader. Now, certainly you can understand what's going on by getting my talk on the financial tsunami, and the syllabus goes with that. My talk on the planned police state and the syllabus goes with that. The book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and then, of course, let me suggest, of course, that you get the 10 DVD set. There are five. You part one, has five DVDs. The second one has five DVDs. Pastor Billy Crone on the final countdown. A lot of excellent video clips in there. He's very emotional when he talks about this. His material is excellent and backed up by Scripture. He has a 10-DVD set on creation and a 4-DVD set on the RFID chips that are going to be used to identify every object in the world, every farm animal in the world, and every human being in the world. And believe me, this is their ultimate plan. And you, when you see this a DVD series, they will tell you what they're planning. They want to control everything you do and motivate you and regulate you and observe you and watch you. And that's what FID is all about. You need to get our 4-tape set on spy chips, the book on spy chips. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Community